Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Cindy Carano and Alex Statinsky of the Downtown Reno Partnership. For the whole show, on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to, well, actually, this is the first time on this program.
That's
You've
true.
Been on my other program.
Yes, that's true.
But this is the first time on Nevada Newsmakers for Cindy Carano. She's board chair of the Downtown Reno Partnership and also a member of the El Dorado and Carano family, and it's just a pleasure to have you on this program.
Thank you, Sam.
Also, Alex Statinsky, did I say that correctly?
That's correct,
Close
Statinsky.
Enough? Okay.
Yep.
Executive Director of the Downtown Reno Partnership. So just in give me the elevator pitch of what the Downtown Reno Partnership is.
The Downtown Reno Partnership is a so-called business improvement district. There are over 1,000 of them in this country. They're usually established by property owners, at request of property owners by the city at the end, to accomplish certain goals. You know, often it's clean and safe services, economic development, marketing, whatever an area needs to kind of get revitalized and get some help to get a boost. That's what a business improvement district is there for. And I'm so happy that Reno actually has the first business improvement district in all of Nevada.
Okay, and you came from Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Where you were doing similar work, correct?
Beverly Hills and Los Angeles. I worked for one of the largest bids in California, the Downtown Center bid in downtown Los Angeles. Helped to revitalize downtown LA, which was a major endeavor for many, many, many people involved. I ran a smaller business improvement district in West Hollywood, and I ran the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce for 4 years.
So a great pedigree. Cindy, you know, let's start out with one of the basics here. When people are talking about this, there are some that are going to say, well, you know, this is just a plan to get the homeless out of downtown Reno. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you and your family have done everything humanly possible to help the homeless in downtown Reno, and I know that because I've personally been there mm-hmm. and seen the awards for people like Bob Cashel, where you guys put up all the money for everything that went along with it. So tell us, what's the actual plan? Because obviously there is a great desire on the part of Reno to help the homeless, but at the same time there has to be some kind of balance. And I was at the fundraiser just a week or so ago for Volunteers of America. And if people heard the speeches that were made there from people who were homeless and are now getting on with productive lives, they would have a whole different attitude. And that was held, if I might point out, at the El Dorado.
Right. So, of course, the Carano family and the El Dorado Resorts have been a part of Reno since 1973, the downtown Reno, but we've been here for over 100 years. We're part of the community. We're not carpetbaggers, and so neither are the homeless, and neither are the rest of our 4,500 employees that we have and their families. And so what we're working towards and our desire and our goal is to make sure that the entire community improves and that the downtown businesses come back, employment in the downtown core revitalizes it. And so it's not just the homeless, it's not just our employees, it's for the entire area, because as Mayor Sheehy says, every great city has a great downtown, and ours has been declining in the last 15, 20 years. Our resorts, the Row, has been great, but when you walk outside, it's not inviting for our guests or our employees or the rest of the families that live in our areas. So with the homeless, per se, the Volunteers of America has been great. We have an amazing array of organizations that help the homeless and the less fortunate in our community. And the Record Street property shelter that we built about 20 years ago has been a great center, a great resource, but we have a housing crunch in Reno, as we do everywhere, affordable housing. The people that are in the shelter, some can get into transitional housing, and some just are service resistant, and they don't know where to go. There's a mental health issue. And with the Business Improvement District and Operation Downtown and the housing group that is working towards this goal of getting people into the services that they need. And so that's where we are. And that's why the Eldorado Resorts is completely behind it, along with the other property owners in downtown.
And one of the things is everybody wants a solution to happen overnight.
Yeah.
And I remember asking the guy who's in charge of downtown redevelopment about 35 years ago, literally, how long downtown redevelopment takes. And he said 20 to 30 years.
Yeah.
It's not a short-term thing.
No.
It's not something that happens overnight.
No.
So, you know, and I have to say, you know, and I understand what you mean about, you know, where downtown is at. But at the same time, there have been improvements over the last 20 years, and significant. I mean, Wingfield Park is now a place where people come and gather. The river beautification that city councils over the years have put together is amazing. You know, we have the River Festival each year that thousands of people attend.
And Art Town.
Art Town. So, you know, I think there's been a lot there. The movie theaters, the restaurants that have popped up around the downtown area. So it's not all been bad news. The trouble is that there are areas that have not been redeveloped. And I think part of the problem, and you tell me if you agree or not, is that there are multiple groups that own certain properties in downtown Reno, and they have resisted being bought out or improving their properties over the years. And isn't that just going to be a question of time before those properties are renewed?
That would be great. We've been, in our organization, they're all being assessed. And so we know who the property owners are, and getting to them is kind of, I mean, one property has 17 different owners,
right.
Kind of like the King's Inn. And so eventually when the right developer comes around and says, okay, so-and-so, please, we all know who so-and-so is, please, this is a great offer. It's not going to be any better. You know, get this offer and be part of the solution. And there are those properties that need to be part of the solution, and we need to actually get to the heart of it and say, you're a resident of Reno, and please help us lift the tide.
As you look at this community, Alex, and you've just recently moved here, it has to be kind of interesting for you to look at it and go, okay, you have Tesla, Google, Switch, Microsoft, on and on. The area is obviously financially booming. Why do we have this situation? What were your views when you first started assessing this area before you moved here?
First of all, I think it's an amazing community. It's very different from what I expected. When I was recruited to come here, I agreed to checking it out. I wanted to keep an open mind. But I had very strong preconceived notions about Reno. Just a really, like a B market, not a very attractive community, very kind of behind its times and not very relevant and current. That's really what I had in mind when I came here. But I accepted the invitation and I looked at it and I was shocked in a positive way. I mean, the smartest people, incredible people, so with the program, so cohesive. I talked to various community. I talked to City Hall. I talked to property owners. I talked to the board that Cindy and other business owners put together. Incredible brain power and an amazing vision. There's nothing that was lacking. And I was just shocked. I was just like, what am I going to do now? I did look to downtown, and that in parts did confirm my notion, though. So that was the other side. When I would walk through downtown, I saw so many areas that I felt needed improvement. Downtown is not vital to me. You know, so when I look at other downtowns, it's vibrant. A core of a city needs to moving, and you know, people need to be drawn to it. There need to be opportunities for all kinds of demographics living in an area. I didn't see that in downtown at all, actually. I saw concrete walls for long blocks, and that was almost the biggest obstacle that I saw. I mean, you can tear down some of the little business buildings. You can add businesses to the vacant spaces. That's not a big deal. But those long blocks of concrete walls, I noticed and I said, how can this area, how can Virginia ever be activated without breaking through these walls? And I later realized, and that was a learning process, that a lot of these long walls were actually casino buildings. And the casinos, I have learned, at one point were built to bring people in and to keep them in the casinos. It makes sense. I mean, it's a logical thing, but I think today, if we want to reactivate downtown, we need to offer people something to do on the first floor. The ground area needs to be revitalized and activated, and that is so crucial to me, and it's all over Virginia. I think there is development coming on board. You know, when I look at the Jacobs Group, they just bought a big chunk of downtown. I think they have an incredible vision for what they're going to be doing. This may take another couple of years, and there's going to be a great area that is absolutely revitalized. And I hope that, this is really my hope overall, is that, and I haven't met with a lot of property owners, at least the major property owners yet, but my hope is that we can make sure that at least most of them buy into a vision for downtown. It is their downtown. It is their property value at the end of the day. And to activate the streets and make them vibrant behooves them. And so what can every property owner do to contribute and to really make a legacy to create a new vibrant downtown?
So Cindy, I understand. So Cindy, you know, in talking about people on Virginia Street, when the El Dorado and now, you know, the Row, all three properties, put on events like the Italian Festival and other festivals throughout the year, you have what I'm presuming you would want to have all year long now, which is thousands of people actually walking along the streets and doing things, because what was gaming and just gaming alone is no longer enough.
Right.
Is that how
and
you
Reno is a special events town, but we are also seasonal for the special events because of the cold. It is cold out there.
Right.
But the so Art Town and City of Reno has really been working towards all the festivals in downtown, and it's been great. And when we do the retract lids, vitalize them. I mean, those are two pieces of concrete.
Okay, for those in Southern Nevada that are watching or listening, we lowered the railroad tracks.
We did. We
and
put
lids over those railroad tracks, and you have special events on those lids now.
Right, but we can't permeate the concrete with the railroad. We can't actually put anything permanent in there, so it's difficult to actually build something. The vision was to have like a market out there or restaurants and cafes, but that's not how it was built. So it's a struggle.
Okay, but what ideas do you have at this point, along with the other business owners, to get more people? Because I presume that's the goal, is to have more people on the street moving from one building to the other, because you know the more activity you have, the more synergy you have, the more it's going to benefit everybody. That's the reason that you have on Four Corners, you'll have a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Carl's Jr., and a Jack in the Box. It's because if you only have one, there's a certain amount of people come. You have all four, everybody comes, and they try all the different products over time.
So the Business Improvement District's goal immediately is to be safe and clean. So we have assessed ourselves, the property owners, in order to keep more police. We have a walking team, a bicycle team, in the downtown area. So that's the safety part. The cleanliness part is that we are actually assessed ourselves for more maintenance. From right now we're using Public Works from the city of Reno. So safe and clean is kind of the horse before the cart, okay? And so then, I mean, Alex will see for the first time the Santa Crawl this coming weekend. There will be people on the street, but there will also be a lot of additional maintenance and work and the police, because it's, how many people will be down there? 20,000?
Yes, huge.
About 20,000 Santas.
Right, and our ambassadors
and
will be there.
And their elves. And their elves. And Mrs. Santa. But so that is, you know, an exciting thing. And they do a crawl, and so they go to all the different bars, but it's really the arch. I mean, we have some really spectacular opportunities for downtown Reno. If we can activate something like that, you know, periodically. It doesn't have to be every weekend. It doesn't have to be every day. But it does have to be something. And to Alex's point about activating the street levels, I know that the Row is very guilty of that, because we did build it so everybody would stay inside, and maximizing our wall space for the slot machines it's a problem. And I have told everybody that everyone, all the consultants, the Urban Land Institute, the PUMA, the Vanguard Next City, they've all said, open up, open up. And Alex comes and says, open up. And we need to open up. But it's a mindset. And so kind of,
I think it's also a
matter of, we've got to turn the ship.
It's a matter of who's starting, who's doing it first.
Right, who's first.
I think everyone is just waiting right now and see how do things evolve. Because you do not want to jeopardize your bottom line.
Right.
You
know,
I get it. It's a business decision. But I think at the end of the day, it will benefit everyone, including the casino owners. It will just be a different type of experience. So the casino business needs to be slightly morphed so that there is activation on the street, so that we can attract the right people to come to downtown again and play and enjoy themselves. And that will, at the same time, reactivate the casinos to a certain degree.
So all right.
So we
have to take a break, because we have to make some money to pay for this, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be back after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Cindy Carano and Alex Statinsky, and we're talking about revitalizing downtown Reno. We're running out of time, and I got a couple of things I want to get to. So what are your top three main goals, Alex?
First goal is ambassador team, to make sure that the ambassadors are deployed properly. Hopefully we'll grow the team over time. We have 14 ambassadors right now. They work in two shifts, so we have 7 or 8 ambassadors deployed at any given time. That's not that much for the large area that we have downtown. I would love to see the ambassador team double in number. We're already producing amazing results. When they collect shopping carts, they collect about 20 shopping carts within 2 days. It really makes a difference. They talk to the transient community. We have a social worker on the team. We make sure that we connect with them. We're not in the business, and I need to emphasize that because I get asked that a lot. We're not in the business of chasing homeless people out of downtown. That's the last thing we want to do. We want to connect with them and make sure that they find solutions, as many as we have available at least. We want to connect them to services and programs. We want to make sure they have a roof over their head when it gets, you know, in the tents. I mean, it's freezingly cold at night. And my heart breaks when I see homeless people roaming around at night, and it's like, you've got to go somewhere. So we have emergency shelters. We have 5 beds that are held specifically for the ambassador team so that they can refer people to the shelters. We talk to visitors. We give them directions. You know, we make suggestions of where to go, where the coffee shops are, where the fun places are in downtown that they can go and visit. We refer them to the visitor center that we have in downtown. And we also, the ambassadors also call out cleanliness issues or safety issues and connect that to either Public Works or the police force.
All right, we have to take one more break here, and then we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Alex Dutinsky and Cindy Carano. And Cindy, I can't let you be here and not ask you, and I know there are restrictions on what publicly traded corporations can talk about, but I personally am so excited that from the time I moved to Reno, which was the expansion of the Eldorado in 1978, that Eldorado Resorts now is this huge company that is a nationwide company. You own properties all across the United States. Did your dad, Don Carano, ever dream of an empire being this big? And he was a big thinker.
I know. Makes you wonder. I know that he was very proud of us. And my brother Gary is our leader and has been for about the last 15 years. And I know Dad was just watching him grow, and it was just very exciting for him to see. And having late conversations with him, he didn't see it going this big. I know that when they asked us to go into Atlantic City, he didn't want to go to Atlantic City, but we're there now, the Tropicana. So we're in Atlantic City, we're in Florida, we're in, I don't know, all the states, like 13 states.
Right.
So it's very exciting.
And all across Nevada, from Laughlin to Lake Tahoe.
Tahoe. We finally have Lake Tahoe.
And so...
the Mont Blue.
and when I read the gaming analyst reports, every time a property or a group is up for sale, Eldorado Resorts is mentioned as one of the potential purchases of that company. Do you see this company potentially doubling in size again?
Again.
Because now it's second or third largest regional gaming company in the country.
I see no sign of stopping. And I'm not on the corporate team. I'm Eldorado Reno. And so I see those, I think they're doing it smartly by getting Isla Capri, working with that group for a year. Well, first it was MTR, working with that group for a couple years, then Isla Capri for a year, and now Tropicana, and I see that we'll work with them for a year or so. And then I don't see any sign of stopping because they're just having so much fun, and we're good operators. We have such a great team, and sending these people out to these different cities, and they're enjoying that, and then bringing some people in from the other organizations. Isla Capri and Tropicana have great employees and management that they've worked with for years, and so we're benefiting from that as well. So it's very exciting.
Well, we welcome you guys to come back anytime, and I'd love to talk more about Eldorado. So if you happen to run into Tom Reeg and mention to him that you have a great show that he'd really be happy to be
Anthony
on.
Anthony Carano.
Anybody who would like to come on from corporate, we'd love to have them.
Okay.
Thank you both for
being
here.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Thank you for all the efforts. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the shows free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also go to YouTube and subscribe to us now there. We'll see you on the next broadcast.